the woman was telling her now, murmuring it into her mind's ear.
You don't think of consequences.
True, too true, she reflected with a sigh. Perhaps it was time for a rest. She scanned her surroundings. To her left, an endless plain of mud. To the right, about 1 kilometer away, a craggy rock formation the color of damp, undyed cotton. Maybe she could dry off on that small, flat ledge at the top. The stone looked relatively non-porous, and the ledge was high enough that, even if the rainwater was seeping up towards it from the ground, its surface might still be dry. She could even have a snack, one that wasn't soggy. She possessed enough common sense, thankfully, to pack her possessions in a waterproof backpack she'd fashioned out of several plastic bags. Climbing up to the ledge seemed to take an eternity. The mud on her shoes made getting a foothold difficult, and she nearly slipped a couple of times. But her effort was made worthwhile when she hauled herself over the top, collapsed face down, and pressed her cheek against its surface. Completely dry. She sighed with relief, unburdened herself of the backpack, and stretched out, belly up, watching the raindrops around the ledge spring into the cloudless orange sky. Her stomach growled, and to mollify it, she reached into her bag for a special treat. Uncooked instant Maggie noodles. Her childhood favorite. Not particularly healthy, she knew, but a welcome change from a week of muddy water and native flora. Those verified safe for consumption, she wasn't making that mistake again. Namali kneaded the packet with her fingers, crushing the rectangular block of noodle within into little curly pieces. Then she opened the plastic packet, took out the pouch of soup flavoring, squeezed the moist powder onto the noodle bits, and gave the bag a few vigorous shakes. So absorbed was she in these actions, she failed to notice she was no longer alone. As she crunched her way through her first bite, a shadow stole over her. She looked up in surprise.
Oh, it's you! What are you doing here?
She smiled and held out the packet.
Want some?
By the time she'd realized, a split second later, it was over. Even the rudimentary skills she had learned in combat training would have been useless in this type of surprise attack. She had no idea why anyone would want to do this to her, but she had little time to think further on the matter. As the blood trickled from her, snaking into the gray sky above in thin streams, she could hear Great Aunt's voice reassuring her that although she was indeed a silly girl, this time it wasn't her fault. Chapter 2.
Someday, thought Murgatroyd, I will be rash-free.
He was cautiously optimistic about the achievability of this goal. Plenty of people, he heard, spent months, even years without having some patch of their body covered in itchy red bumps. Not only that, but he had long since left the known world behind, including his parents, who he now knew were the direct cause of the skin conditions that had so plagued him the first 25 years of his existence. He was in the more known world now, a world that wasn't allergic to him, whose immune system didn't have to suppress him in order to tolerate his presence, and thus had no reason to compel those around him to keep him in a constant state of misery. It felt fantastic. Murgatroyd took a deep breath of velvety black air and closed his eyes as its warmth filled his lungs.
I am part of the quest now, he thought happily. I am exploring the more known world. I'm where an Oddfit is supposed to be, doing what an Oddfit is meant to do. He exhaled, then grinned. And someday, I will be rash-free.
At least they're good rash.